The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew.
Get up in the morning, feeling mighty weak. A tossing and a turn. Well, I had no sleep, oh baby, what roads all I've taken?
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Monday's edition of the Wake Up Crew. John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett and Dalton Barrett right here on a Monday morning.
Oh, all here.
It's April 22nd. And quote of the day. I can't get over this quote of the day. I'm going to have to wrap my arms around it a little bit more. You know, this is episode 1391. And our quote of the day, if anybody cares... The optimist proclaims that we live in the best of all possible worlds, and the pessimist fears this is true. Food for thought.
I don't That's know deep. That makes any sense. An optimist proclaims that we live in the best of all possible. I see it.
Yeah.
It just takes, you have to kind of think
about
it.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, probing thoughts.
Because it's like, if this is the best, like, that's not good. That's
it's,
what a pessimist
It's not
would
as
say.
Good as wondering thoughts.
No.
You know, John's wandering thoughts, but it's pretty good. Episode 1391, I believe I said it already. And had a good Earth Day. You know, that was a nice little thing out
Weather
there Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And I was watching Rutherford weather consistently the last 4 or 5 days because the weather's been so weird. And I think you would say probably 50-50. You know, every day was like a 50-50 chance that it would be wrong.
I have a theory, because you said this before we went on the air, and I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think the chances of him being wrong, based on the same data that the professionals have, is probably about equal, but because he's dealing with a much smaller area, it feels like it's wrong more frequently.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
When you're dealing with
I really
the whole...
wasn't going to go there with it. I was just saying it's been tough. It's been a tough few days to forecast weather.
Well, last week, there were 2 days. Last Wednesday was supposed to be a possible severe weather day, and then Thursday, just meh. And then it turned out Wednesday was meh, and then Thursday was going to be our severe weather day, and then it was meh.
Oh, you mean red alert? They all have different ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A red alert... alert weather day.
They can keep their alert.
But when you're dealing with the whole mid-state, if you get one city wrong,
true.
It's not a huge deal.
True, good point.
Because you got the rest of the mid-state.
So actually,
right.
You're being in support.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I was. Legitimately trying to be supportive.
But it is true. But, I mean, that's because if they say, "Oh, well, it did storm in the northwest."
Right.
Yeah.
I was right about that one.
There was really nothing in terms of what it was supposed to be.
Okay, I'm a dummy. I set my alarm. You know. Danielle, I won't say her last name, but Danielle says, set the alarm till 3 o'clock. You know, at 3 o'clock. Mm. And because there could be red weather day, red alert day.
Red alert.
Yeah. So, like a dummy, I set my alarm at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm sleeping so good. I mean, I'm just sleeping great. And the alarm goes off. So, I've got the TV in the bedroom and I have it on. I left it on with the volume off. You know. Didn't want to bother Chipper while
he's
sleeping.
Right, right, right.
And so I turn on there, and what do I see? Dr. Phil. There's nothing. There's no red alert. There's nothing. Nothing on TV. Nothing.
See.
Except thunderstorm warning in, like, Clinton, you know, somewhere. No, that was it.
If a storm takes me in my sleep, that's fine.
Well, it might probably be a good idea.
I'm just gonna sleep through it. I've always felt that way about storms.
It'll be that brief moment when you wake up and realize you're being blown. Yeah,
I'm being torn.
Yeah, other than that, it'll be okay.
For me, I don't know.
Well, the point is that if you're asleep and you go somewhere that's safer than laying in your bed, you might live.
I don't know.
I got
a comfortable bed.
My bedroom is totally... enclosed.
That's your interior room.
Yeah,
anyway.
There's no so right. And the whole family, when they want to go to my room, you know, but they want to go to the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like going, well, that's all fine and good.
It's not really gonna
but
take
I got like
much
I
more.
Got like stuff in my closet, like, you know, old record players and stuff, so they like
machetes
fall down and cue golf clubs.
He's got a knife set.
And I said, let's just stay in this room. I just soon take my chances. And there's a TV in there. But there's no window. There's no outside window. It gets really dark at night. You can really sleep well in that room if you want to, except for my son-in-law, you know, starting the dryer that's next to my side of the house.
I have a bathroom in the middle of my room, or in the middle of our house. Yeah. But that's really the only interior room we got.
But that's
a good one, though.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
Got that pipe and stuff.
The pipe is good. And that's the reason I think they like to do the closet thing. They feel like that's another room that it has to penetrate. So. Mm. I don't know. All right, we've got a great show, maybe. Okay, coming up, we've got weather now, 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll be warming up throughout the week, though we do have chances for a rain come midweek. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of frost on the ground to start our day out today with sunny skies and a high near 66. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 39. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 74 with sunny skies. We'll have a chance of rain Tuesday night with a low around 54. Wednesday is a high of 75. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and I'm here with my son Nick and my grandson Jack.
Good food and fun.
Remember your first time at Toots? Maybe it was a first date, you went out with a college friend, or you were celebrating after a big game. Come out and try one of our locations today, and you'll be sure to have a great time.
Toots. Toots. Good food and fun.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
We are very blessed to have volunteers, to have friends that are decorators that come in and merchandise our store and do our window displays, that help with linens, that help with jewelry, that help just make the store look really nice.
Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, across from the tall NHC building.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
This is Craig Rickman, store manager of the Tire World in Smyrna. We are Smyrna's local neighborhood tire store, and we have serviced all of our customers' needs since 1983. And thanks to all of our loyal customers for the last 33 years, we will soon be moving to our new location across from Nissan right here in Smyrna.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA playoffs, we had four series openers, including both number one seeds in action. Celtics, top seed in the East, beat the Heat 114-94. Jason Tatum had a triple-double for Boston, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and the Celtics had 22 three-pointers in the win. Thunder, top seed in the West, got by the Pelicans 94-92 in a game that had 20 lead changes. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 28 points in the win for OKC. Bucks over the Pacers, 109-94. No Giannis Antetokounmpo for Milwaukee, but Damian Lillard had 35 points all in the first half. Clippers beat the Mavericks 109-97 without star Kawhi Leonard. James Harden had 28 points, and Ivica Zubac had 20 points and 15 rebounds. NHL playoffs, we had four series openers. The Rangers beat the Capitals 4-1. Panthers get by the Lightning 3-2. Jets outscore the Avalanche 7-6, and the Canucks double up the Predators 4-2.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew on a Monday. And we had a great day. There was a great Earth Day sponsored by Middle Tennessee Electric. But now we go back to kind of like talking about regular things that they do. And they do a lot of regular things.
It's not just Earth Day. It's every day.
It's every day. That's right. And looking to go solar?
MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. You can learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation. Visit mte.com/prosolar.
Or Proler, as it were.
Well, yeah, but you have to type it in. Out. Yeah, it's got to be correct. Yeah. So, which I'm going to explain. I have a gripe, and I think it's one gripe that you've had for a long time. I'll see in a few minutes if that's the same gripe.
Mm.
But
that's a tease.
It can be aggravating. Yeah, you know.
I'm excited to hear what it is.
Sitting right here.
Well, no, that's just a thing that won't go away.
Right.
We can avoid the other. We can avoid the other things. This is something you can avoid.
You can.
Well, at least you moved out of the house.
Oh, I still see him every day, 3 days a week.
Really, 3 days a week?
I'm here 3 days a week doing this show.
Oh, the show. Okay, yeah. Can you count that as? I guess it is. It bothers me.
At least now I'm getting paid for it.
You are? You're getting paid?
So when did that happen?
Nobody told me that there was pay in this show. All right. Okay. Song of the day.
Oh, that's
country classics,
mine.
I think.
All right. Okay. Song of the day.
Oh, boy. Glad we don't have an opening
it's
jingle.
It's Monday, and it's country classics.
It happens to be this gentleman's birthday today, and one of John's favorite artists.
Galveston, oh, Galveston. I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing.
Of course,
she
that's Glen Campbell.
And dreamed of a Galveston.
His biggest hit, I guess.
No. Second best. Second greatest.
Okay. Well, this said that it was his greatest. It was his.
He's best-selling?
Best-selling, maybe.
I would say Wichita Lineman is probably the one that's lasted the longest.
That's the one probably. I've heard most.
So, but they're right there even. And they came within a year of each other.
Mm.
68 and 69, boom. Then he had Rhinestone Cowboy a little later on. So,
and even 7 years after his death, there's a new album we're going to talk about later this morning from Glen Campbell.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh, that'll be in the 7 o'clock hour. He gets all the good stuff.
Can be whenever you want to do it.
And we're not going to have time. You're going to hold off on Facts of Life or whatever the thing he plays.
Sure.
Okay. We'll do that for the next segment because we're going to run out of time here. I already know. I just went nuts with Galveston.
Well,
it was amazing. Melissa Kelly is today's good neighbor of the day for being an awesome coworker, always bringing in gift bags on holidays and special occasions. She's thoughtful of others, and Melissa is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So you can send in a good neighbor by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a good neighbor of the day.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Director of Schools has named Danielle Fuller as the new principal of Rock Spring Elementary School and has named Samantha Wagner as the first principal of the new Simon Spring Community School, both in Laverne. Fuller succeeds longtime principal Stephen Lewis, who plans to retire at the end of the current school year. Wagner began her career with Rutherford County Schools as a special education teacher at Cedar Grove Elementary School in 2010, where she worked as a CDC teacher for 7 years. The first annual Rutherford County Tournament of High School Chess Champions took place Saturday at the Patterson Community Center. When the tournament ended, each contestant was presented with a holographic trophy. The grand champion was awarded the Golden Chess Tie. It's the equivalent of the Green Blazer at the Masters Tournament. First place went to Ethan Harrelson of Riverdale High School. Second place went to Xavier Zapka of Rutherford County Virtual School. Third place winner, Ben Chen, Central Magnet School. Are there free-roaming chickens in any U.S. cities? Some communities in Nevada and California permit it. And, of course, it's a major tourist attraction in Key West, Florida, a community of some 25,000 residents. Is Murfreesboro joining those unique communities? Because Brewster the Rooster is reportedly squatting on South Church Street, and witnesses say Brewster is enjoying the undergrowth around the Murphy Spring wetlands, along with specially selected downtown businesses in the area. In fact, he's now so comfortable with his human neighbors that Brewster stands in front of the business doors and begs for food. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back. 27 minutes after 6 o'clock. And we've got Good Neighbor events sometime later on tonight, today. Yeah, just a few minutes.
Tonight, too.
And in the late evening, and another check of the forecast, we'll have our first look at traffic, too. We're going to try to do the forecast better this week. Yeah, going to try our best. And it's time for, you know, what's it really called? I said the facts of life. What's it called? What did we do?
The real
facts. The real
facts,
yeah.
Facts of life. The facts of life.
We should just call it the facts of life. You know, I mean,
yeah, well, yeah. You know, a praying mantis, you know, a little bug,
yeah,
can turn its head up to 180 degrees
right before he's getting swatted by somebody. You're not supposed to kill those, are you?
No. I've only seen one or two.
Yeah, they're not, you
they're
don't
not
say
super
much.
Common mm-hmm. here.
No,
why don't you kill them? Because they're praying when you kill them.
Yeah, they're I mean, they're for the
environment,
yeah.
They're good for the earth. Actually, I think they kill lots of other pests and mm-hmm. stuff. Like, they'll kill flies and all kinds of gnats, all those things.
I wonder if they'll kill cicadas. If not, we need to get an army.
A real big one,
we need
I think.
To get an army of praying mantis, a giant one.
So there's this new saying. It's going to be cicada-geddon.
Oh, gosh, really? My little granddaughter, the youngest one, she's scared. She hates bees and wasps and stuff.
Oh.
She's never seen a cicada. That's gonna freak her out, I'm afraid. So I don't know, but
well, don't tell her cicada getting is coming.
She'll look up in the sky and she'll just see a huge
swarm.
No, she listens to the show. You've already done that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
They do on the way to school.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
why?
They want to hear their papa.
Oh, that makes sense.
And they're And Uncle Dalton.
Uncle Dalton.
Their youth leader. Their youth commander. That's what they need to call you, like the youth commander. Yeah. That's cool.
Come out in an army uniform.
And what do you do at church? Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's see now. I guess we've got to do our Today in History, don't we?
Before it's
we
time.
Do, before, do I have time? I think I've got time to get this in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I do. What did you want me to talk about? Oh, I went to see the Petersons
mm-hmm.
at Franklin, and it was $50 per person, but the seats are great. They're in like an old theater in Franklin, and so everybody's got the same. I mean, you know, you really don't have a bad seat.
Right.
And they played a version of Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. I want you to hear a little of it.
To me.
Thought that a banjo coming in there would have sounded,
yeah.
That, it sounded pretty good.
It's keyboard in,
yeah.
in the regular song, I think.
The place went nuts after they did it, and they're a family group from Branson. They live in Branson,
okay.
So they perform at Branson, but they come here once a year. I missed them last year, but I want to thank Brett Rigsby for getting the tickets for me, and of course he's the one that made me miss it.
so I never let him live it down. So I'm saying here right on the air, you are forgiven, Brett. You are no longer in the doghouse. They got a good fiddle player too.
Yeah, that sells it. Yeah, gotta have a good fiddler.
Three girls, a mother plays the bass fiddle, and then the son plays guitar, and then there's one guy that's not a member of the group, but good friend.
He's replaceable.
That's right. But you know what? There's a lot of things to do in this world today, but you know what we haven't done yet?
History?
It's time for Today in History.
And 1692. That kind of freaked me out there.
Sorry.
Edward Bishop is jailed for proposing flogging as a cure for witchcraft. I'm glad he did that. 1823, R.J. Tyers patents the roller skate.
A guy named Tyers. That's funny.
Just for the record, roller skates do not have tires on them.
No, no.
Well, they're like shoe tires.
I wish he just let me do this segment. In 1914, Babe Ruth's first professional game as a pitcher is a 6-0 win. NBA adopts the 24-second shot clock in 1954. 1969, the first human eye transplant performed. Just don't look at him.
Mine didn't go too well.
Barbara Walters becomes the first female U.S. nightly network news anchor in 1976.
I'm Barbara Wawa.
It's 2020.
And in 19... Sorry, Barbara, got to cut you off. We're out of time. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards give a benefit concert in Canada. And in 1991, Johnny Carson announces he will retire next year from The Tonight Show. That was way back in 1991, so it seems like yesterday. And that's a look at Today in History and the Petersons. And we'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew. Brandon Brooks is standing by. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. April 22nd, 1949.
I bring exciting news from King Arthur's court.
The release of the movie version of the Mark Twain story.
A stranger has come to join our round table.
A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's court.
A troubadour from a far-off land called Hollywood.
Starring Bing Crosby.
That's not way.
And April 22nd, 1971. The release of the Temptations album, Sky's the Limit. Featuring the number one single, Just My Imagination. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll be warming up throughout the week, though we do have chances for a rain come midweek. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of frost on the ground to start our day out today with sunny skies and a high near 66. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 39. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 74 with sunny skies. We'll have a chance of rain Tuesday night with a low around 54. Wednesday is a high of 75. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Good morning. They're still working that wreck on Bell Road right at I-24. It did have traffic tied up over there in the Antioch area just a few minutes ago. Murfreesboro Pike at Dale Parkway, that's right near the airport, trying to clean up that accident. It also had some injuries. 40 westbound, it's going to be right near Fessler's. They're trying to move that crash over to the side. It's already picking up out here. Give yourself plenty of extra time. 24-7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
For over 77 years, you've depended on WGNS to let you know what's happening here at home. and you still can. Give the gift of life at our local Red Cross. It's at 501 Memorial Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. Make an appointment at a time that fits your schedule. Call them now at 800-RED-CROSS. Maybe you're new to town and would like to learn more about the community. The Rutherford County Historical Society invites you to Ransom School from 9 to noon this Saturday. They'll be talking about history, and you'll be enjoying coffee and donuts. It's all free. And Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. This Saturday is Drug Take Back Day. You can take drugs back to all of the police agencies in our community. That's this Saturday. And of course, the Sheriff's Office, as well as Murfreesboro Police, they take back drugs every day throughout the year.
For more Good Neighbor events, check our website, WGNSradio.com.
Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Everybody loves my gut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adams Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security, and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adams Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour. Dalton, I'd like to thank you, too, by the way, the way you adjusted to having the real fact placed in another time segment.
Anytime.
I mean, that's a team player right there.
You know, I'm happy to be part of the team.
What happened to Dalton, and who are you? It's time for our dad joke of the day, and he wound up with I think you averaged it up for yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, it's like a 3.97.
Yeah, 3.95. Yeah. So a good week last week. Mm. Partly for you, thanks to you, Dalton. You scored him pretty high last week.
I don't remember that, but I believe you.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't get a 3.95 without a little help from both of us.
I'm glad we brought fractions back, though.
Okay, here we go. Shut up and do the joke.
Oh, we gotta remember, write them in.
I got it, man.
What did the carpenter say when he finished building his house?
I don't know what.
Nailed it!
He's going to be lower than me.
I did see an eye roll for some reason over there. So.
The way you said it, the delivery was really good. The
delivery was good. I give it a 4.25.
Oh, wow. I just gave you a 4. He outscored me.
CBS News Brief. Opening statements begin today at former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Prosecutors have many witnesses who can provide firsthand accounts of what Donald Trump knew about the hush money payments and how they were characterized in his business records.
He calls it a witch hunt. Pro-Palestinian protests heating up at Yale University. WFSB-TV's Olivia Schuler is on campus.
It seems like students are really holding their ground, refusing to move from this area. And as this develops, we may see more police officers move in and detain students.
Classes will be held online at Columbia today. The Supreme Court hears a case today that could upend homeless policies in Oregon and other western states. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Biden administration says people shouldn't be criminally punished for being homeless, but towns and cities should be able to enforce restrictions to ensure the health and safety of residents.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The first annual Rutherford County Tournament of High School Chess Champions took place Saturday at the Patterson Community Center. When the tournament ended, each contestant was presented with a holographic trophy. The grand champion was awarded the Golden Chess Tie. It's the equivalent of the Green Blazer at the Masters Tournament. First place went to Ethan Harrelson of Riverdale High School. Second place went to Xavier Zapka of Rutherford County Virtual School. Third place winner, Ben Chen, Central Magnet School. Are there free-roaming chickens in any U.S. cities? Some communities in Nevada and California permit it. And, of course, it's a major tourist attraction in Key West, Florida, a community of some 25,000 residents. Is Murfreesboro joining those unique communities? Because Brewster the Rooster is reportedly squatting on South Church Street, and witnesses say Brewster is enjoying the undergrowth around the Murphy Spring wetlands, along with specially selected downtown businesses in the area. In fact, he's now so comfortable with his human neighbors that Brewster stands in front of the business doors and begs for food. Director of Schools has named Danielle Fuller as the new principal of Rock Spring Elementary School and has named Samantha Wagner as the first principal of the new Simon Spring Community School, both in Laverne. Fuller succeeds longtime principal Stephen Lewis, who plans to retire at the end of the current school year. Wagner began her career with Rutherford County Schools as a special education teacher at Cedar Grove Elementary School in 2010, where she worked as a CDC teacher for 7 years. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
In a world where some saw only an open field, Middle Point Landfill saw an opportunity for dreams to flourish. You see, in 2019, Middle Point made a $125,000 investment into the Oakland High School football field, which was an investment into tomorrow's leadership. The turf that Middle Point helped to lay at Oakland helped pave the way for some students to become standout players at schools like UT and MTSU, and one became a coach at LSU just last year. We're Middle Point Landfill, and we're proud to support the dreams of our youth.
Interest rates continue to make the news, but what if you need a new car or truck to get to work? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. And we can help get you a break from your interest rate when purchasing anything that rolls or floats. This includes newer used autos, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. But hurry, this limited time offer ends soon. You can learn more or apply online at heritagesouth.org. Terms and conditions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Smyrna Police Officer Justin Hayden was dispatched to the Nissan assembly plant about a missing Nissan. Later, the car's GPS alerted officials that it was in Texas. Officer Hayden and the Smyrna team contacted officers in the Lone Star State and did some excellent police teamwork. Not only did they recover the missing Nissan, but 25 others that were about to be shipped to West Africa. And it all started with Smyrna Police Officer Justin Hayden.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need, especially if you're new to town and don't have a doctor.
We have a very good mix. We have a total of 20 different specialties as part of our clinic.
Joey P., president and CEO of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
To some degree, one-stop shopping concept to where you establish a relationship with your primary care physician. He or she will refer you to other specialists when that care is needed, whether that be surgery, whether that be obstetrics or gynecology, podiatry. So when you start thinking about where do I go, how do I identify another physician, a specialist that I may need, you can consult with your primary care physician to help direct that care and make that choice.
So if you're new to town and need a doctor, this gives you connections.
The easy answer to your question is yes. Primary care, both on the internal family medicine side and the pediatric side. So both of those departments have physicians and nurse practitioners. One of our physicians is actually a geriatrician or geriatric specialist. We have gone through a process to identify our facilities. When you drive up and if you've been to one of our facilities, you know that, oh, that's Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. It looks like there are other offices.
And that's information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. This is Monday morning. This is the first hour, but we've got a whole nother hour of The Wake Up Crew coming up after the news this morning.
Oh, crap.
I got to do another hour?
Well, we have two a day.
Haven't done a whole lot this first hour, so might as well go ahead and try to do something on the second.
Whoa, sting, sting, burn.
Now I forgot what I was going to talk about. We're talking about...
Something bugging you, right?
No, we're talking about binge watching.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, you mentioned that you'd watched The Ranch 28 times.
Well, you said 16. I had to...
Okay, well, then it thought on me. You know, I watched Lawman and Gunsmoke and Rifleman, and then I talked to our psychologist that's on staff here, Dalton Barrett, and I said, I think it goes back to my childhood. It's why I watch.
Well, you watch
a lot
those
of that.
Shows for nostalgia,
yeah.
Right? It reminds you of when you were a kid. That
good
kind
times.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
For me, that would be like watching like Iron Man or whatever. I was a little kid when that movie came out. I can watch it, and it reminds me of being a little kid.
Oh, I thought you were talking about how you were treated. Godzilla would be, you know, something I would think.
Right,
of.
Right. Well,
Fairly Odd Parents.
Right. Right. Now, The Ranch, on the other hand, that's what's known as a comfort show. And this is a newer phenomenon since binge watching has been a thing. This is the newest trend in binge watching is a comfort show, which is the one show that you keep coming back to over and over and over again, even though you've seen it enough times to probably recite every episode from memory. If you remember The Office, people used to do that with The Office. People would literally finish watching The Office and start it over. But new studies have shown that rewatching shows for comfort can be one of your brain's coping mechanisms for dealing with anxiety and depression due specifically to life change. So as things change, you want to go back to a show or a movie that's constant and that won't change.
So you've got some issues is what he's saying. But I don't binge Friends, but I watch Friends. If it's on, I'll watch it.
I catch myself doing that,
but
too.
But I don't necessarily binge. I don't necessarily binge anything.
You probably...
Although I told Brian I was trying to do Breaking Bad from the beginning. Okay? I've only gotten to episode two, the middle of episode two, because something always interrupts
me. Yeah, they're long episodes.
And you have to, I've decided, you have to stay right on it. I mean, you can't, like, vary.
Well, Breaking Bad is a 28-hour movie.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not really a TV show as much as it's, and, like, every episode.
And
is,
Mad Men was like that, too. You know, you had to really concentrate and stay on it, or you'd lose out. And then if you miss an episode or two, whew, it's hard to
get
back.
And what happened? They used to be so good, and now TV shows are like a two-hour movie that they've stretched to eight episodes or
running
whatever.
Running out of material, man,
yeah,
I think they really are. All right, it's time to celebrate some birthdays today.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
So do we just pay the receptionist out front for that council? Okay.
Yep, you're welcome.
Well, I've kind of diagnosed myself, but I'll pay him anyway because I'm a nice guy. All right, celebrity birthdays for today. Here we go. Well, this is coincidental. Robert Oppenheimer, 1904, a movie named after him.
Uh-huh.
Well,
and there's a...
Won a lot of Academy Awards.
The famous thing about that movie was they did the nuclear bomb like it was a practical explosion. It wasn't CGI. And then you watch the movie and the nuclear bomb looks horrible. It's like, it just looks like a little explosion.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess it does in these day and age. No.
Well, I mean,
we've watched the Avengers.
I've seen movies with, you know, well, I've seen video of a nuclear bomb. I know you lit some gasoline on fire to do that one. Christopher Nolan.
Wow. That's kind of for Academy Award, won 8 Academy Awards or something like that.
That's been people's biggest criticism.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
1906, well, he's more into the other end of it, you know.
Right.
Although he did Batman.
That's true.
1906, Eddie Albert was born, an American actor and a good little movie actor, but wound up being known for Green Acres.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me.
1923, Betty Page, American pinup model. 1936, our buddy Glenn Campbell, American actor and singer.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
And in 1937, Jack Nicholson, American actor, born in Neptune City, New Jersey.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, he's about 85 now, something
like
that.
Isn't that crazy?
You know?
Been retired from acting for 10 years now or
so? I think so. 1950, Peter Frampton, guitarist, vocalist.
Wanna tell you I love you when everything.
And in 1979, Daniel Johns, an Australian musician born in Newcastle, New South Wales. And local birthdays today. Well, let's go with yesterday first. Mickey Lovett, Omar Smith, happy birthday, Coach. Dan Johnson, George Pope has a birthday today, along with Dale Taylor, Grace Williver, and Kathy Daniel.
Birthdays and anniversaries? You've got some. We'd love to hear from you. 615-893-1450 is the number. That's 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club will announce everybody's name we collect this morning at 8 o'clock. Somebody gets banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Well, it's finally here. Today is finally the day. After a long 365-day wait, it is finally yet again National Jelly Bean Day.
Oh, I like jelly beans.
I do, too.
You like jelly beans?
Nah.
Oh. Yes, he does.
Orange
I've
ones.
I've seen him take down a whole bag of jelly beans before.
They don't make just orange jelly beans, though.
I know. That's
so
the
problem.
So you
have to pick through them.
Yeah.
What is your thing about orange? And you don't like oranges, either.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll be warming up throughout the week, though we do have chances for a rain come midweek. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of frost on the ground to start our day out today with sunny skies and a high near 66. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 39. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 74 with sunny skies. We'll have a chance of rain Tuesday night with a low around 54. Wednesday is a high of 75. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Over the past several years, hearing aid technology has drastically improved.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster. If you've been struggling with your hearing, give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Good morning. Wrapping up that crash there on Bell Road right at I-24 that's in the Antioch area now. It's loading up pretty good with some volume on 24 westbound as you come up past 840. All the traffic flow coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, as you head towards Davidson County. A little bit of radar in the Mount Julian area, at least it was earlier on I-40. As you head towards Hermitage, it's also busy right now westbound, Vietnam Vets through Hendersonville. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communications, MTE's internet company, continues to grow. United announced plans in August for an $85 million expansion to another 77,000 MTE members in Murfreesboro. Find out more at mte.com/internet.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
We're learning about Adam's Place.
My name is Carrie Shannon. It was kind of hard to leave, but once you leave and you see where you've come to, you know that you made the right decision.
Do you enjoy the food?
Yes, at Adam's Place, you feel like you are in an upscale restaurant. Really good food, good for you, and is very delicious. We enjoy it very much.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in home ownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
The Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Bell Jewelers reminds you that it's spring cleaning time. Look through their jewelry, and there may be styles that you don't necessarily wear anymore. Bring them to us here at Bell Jewelers. We'll buy the gold that you don't want anymore. We can take the stones and reset them into a more current piece. Come to Bell Jewelers, and we'll help create a special piece just for you. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad
Street. The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back, 658. We're going to have to say bye here in just a second because we've got news coming up. And want to say Melissa Kelly is our good neighbor today for being an awesome co-worker, always bringing in gift bags on holidays and special occasions. She's so thoughtful of others. And Melissa, as a result, is going to be receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
And you can actually nominate someone as our good neighbor of the day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to get those submissions into us. The very same phone number, you can also get birthdays or anniversaries over here to us, 615-893-1450, or even easier than that, head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in that way so that we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding coming up here on the air around 8 a.m.
Okay, news next on WGNS. It's the CBS World News Roundup brought to you by the Low T Center and French's.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
And don't go away. We've got more of the Wake Up Crew right after the news. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Opening statements in Trump case.
The trial actually begins.
Some Israeli troops under fire.
The unit could be blacklisted.
Supreme Court debate.
What do we do with the homeless?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Opening statements today in the first ever criminal trial of a former president of the United States. CBS's Robert Costa is covering the Trump hush money case.
Prosecutors begin laying out the case against former President Trump this morning. The jury, made up of 7 men and 5 women plus 6 alternates, took just a week to seat.
The judge wants us to go as fast as possible.
Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He's accused of using his former lawyer Michael Cohen to funnel payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump denies any wrongdoing and has said he's willing to take the stand.
Yeah, I would testify, absolutely.
The prosecution's witness list includes not only Cohen and Daniels, but also former Trump aide Hope Hicks and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who is expected to be called first to testify about the alleged catch-and-kill scheme to purchase and prevent the circulation of negative Trump stories.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
There are studies that say that 80% of jurors' minds are made up at the end of opening statements. And it's very difficult to change someone's mind if they've made that initial decision.
In Trump's civil fraud case in New York, the state attorney general has filed a memorandum of opposition to the company holding the $175 million bond. The insurer will have to show it is qualified and financially strong enough to issue the guarantee. Well, the U.S. is considering the unprecedented step of sanctioning some members of Israel's military for alleged human rights violations dating back to 2022. The head of Israel's military intelligence has resigned for the failures that allowed the October 7th attack by Hamas. And CBS's Deborah Pata tells us there's been a new attack on Jewish civilians in Jerusalem.
The car plowed into 3 ultra-Orthodox pedestrians in Jerusalem this morning. 2 young men then attempt to open fire, but their weapons jam. Nobody was seriously injured, and police say they've arrested 2 Palestinians in connection with the attack. The incident comes as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lashed out over reports of possible U.S. sanctions against an Israel Defense Force battalion accused of human rights abuses in the West Bank. If anyone thinks they can impose sanctions on an IDF unit, said Netanyahu, I will fight it with all my strength. During the mission, Israeli bulldozers smashed through homes and shops, tore up roads, severed pumps and power lines, cutting off electricity and water.
All classes are online today at New York's Columbia University as pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on and near campus.
They're putting their professions on the line, their physical well-being, their mental well-being on the line in support of a cause that they know is just, which is Palestinian freedom in our lifetime.
Last night, tents were set up on the quad. Police had taken down a previous encampment. Some reported anti-Semitic incidents near campus prompted the White House to say any, quote, physical intimidation targeting the Jewish community is unconscionable. President Biden's urging the Senate to move quickly to pass foreign aid legislation that cleared the House over the weekend. The bills provide $95 billion to Ukraine, Israel, and Pacific allies. Political scientist Larry Sabato says now the challenge for House Speaker Mike Johnson is keeping his job. He's under fire from far-right members of his own party.
He will probably retain the position, even if that motion comes to the fore and must be voted upon, because he's going to have the support of most Republicans, but also a sizable number of Democrats who can enable Johnson to overcome the opposition of his own hard right in the GOP caucus.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you said, I love? No, really. When was the last time you said, I love my pillow? We think we know why this is so difficult. Because your pillow sucks. That's right, as soon as you lay on it, it needs to be scrunched and adjusted, which some pitch man convinced you is a good thing. And in the middle of the night, it starts all over again. I Love My Pillow is not a cheap infomercial pillow. In fact, for the last 10 years, I Love My Pillow has only been available in the finest bedding shops. The secret to I Love My Pillow is in our proprietary homemade foam. I guarantee you'll be saying, I love my pillow. Go to ilovemypillow.com to get sized for your custom-made pillow, handcrafted in the heart of America. I guarantee this pillow won't suck or your money back.
Order now and get a free travel pillow. Just put promo code LOVE, that's promo code LOVE, at ilovemypillow.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court will consider today whether banning homeless people from sleeping outside when shelter space is lacking amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says the case originated in Grants Pass, Oregon.
It's being argued that penalizing people for being on the streets with blankets violates the Eighth Amendment prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. But the city is saying that the Eighth Amendment doesn't apply at all because this isn't a sentence. It's not a penalty. It's simply an effort to keep the streets safe.
Terry Anderson, the Associated Press reporter who was one of America's longest held hostages, has died, according to his daughter. Anderson was seized in Lebanon in 1985 and was released in 1991, almost 7 years later.
Ooh, you can't imagine how glad I am to see you.
Anderson, who struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder, won millions in frozen Iranian assets after a court ruling, then lost most of it to bad investments. He was 76 years old. A new CBS News poll sizes things up on this Earth Day. Jennifer DePinto is our deputy director of surveys.
Views on climate change continue to be related to political partisanship as they long have been. 74% of Democrats say climate change needs to be addressed right now, compared to just 29% of Republicans who say that. And age is a factor, too. Younger Americans, including younger Republicans, are more likely than those who are older to say the U.S. needs to take steps to help reduce climate change.
Pro golfer Nelly Korda has joined select company on the LPGA Tour, winning her record-tying fifth straight tournament. A two-shot win in the Chevron Championship in Texas. Only Nancy Lopez and Annika Sorenstam had done that previously. Well, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us about the new inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Cher is among the eight acts in this year's Hall of Fame performers class, so is Black Sabbath's founder, Ozzy Osbourne. Mr. Crowley. Foreigner and Mary J. Blige make the cut, too. Others, Peter Frampton, the Dave Matthews Band, Kool & the Gang, and A Tribe Called Quest. The induction ceremony will be held October 19th in Cleveland.
60 years ago today, Disney's It's a Small World ride debuted at the New York World's Fair. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here this morning, straight ahead. Also a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. And 38 years ago, we introduced a half-pound burger to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, using our own ground beef recipe and a fresh Lewis Bakery's bun. Well, 38 years later, we're still serving you the same delicious, juicy half-pound burger.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll be warming up throughout the week, though we do have chances for a rain come midweek. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of frost on the ground to start our day out today with sunny skies and a high near 66. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 39. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 74 with sunny skies. We'll have a chance of rain Tuesday night with a low around 54. Wednesday is a high of 75. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Already a couple of accidents out here. It did slow down earlier when we had one on 40 westbound just before Fessler's as that traffic increases there through Donaldson coming in from Hermitage. Wilson County traffic saw the increase, especially down I-40 as you head towards Nashville. Vietnam Vets already crowded westbound there from Gallatin Pike all the way up until you get on that ramp there to 65 going southbound down through Madison. Prince's Hot Chicken now has brand new items on a brand new menu. Check them out today. Order online, Prince's Hot Chicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Don't feel left out of the conversation. Call Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em.
Everybody wake up.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett on News Radio WGNS.
Rolling on into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. Brian, John, Dalton, we're all here for a Monday edition, April the 22nd. And it is episode 1391 of the Wake Up Crew. Our quote of the day.
Oh, gosh. I mean, yeah, good.
The optimist, which, never mind.
That's you.
The optimist proclaims that we live in the best of all possible worlds. The pessimist fears that's true. James Branch Cable.
I don't like that one. I'm just going to be honest. Probably because I'm a pessimist.
Well, you're being pessimistic right now.
That's true.
Yeah. So I guess it's right.
As a pessimist, I don't think that that's what pessimists think. So I disagree with that quote.
Well, good for you.
It's like one looks at the
glass is half empty. And that's me, and half full would be
me.
And you're
bringing more quotes in.
Not really me. Yeah, but
this
that's
one's
a real
weird.
Good one.
Like, this one's just weird because it says the optimist proclaims that we live in the best of all possible worlds, whereas a pessimist fears that we do live in the best of all possible worlds. I don't think that that's true of pessimist. I think this is anti-pessimist propaganda. That's what you're spreading. You're spreading anti-pessimist propaganda here on the show.
Okay.
And we've taken a turn. For the worse.
On to other things. Song of the day. Classic country hits.
I kind of agree with you on that. I'm sorry. But yeah. Okay. What? Classic country hits.
Yeah,
that's my boy.
It's his birthday today. Glenn Campbell, who unfortunately passed away several years ago. But today
is... That's sad when you say several.
It's been like seven, I think.
Really, has it?
Mm. Yeah. But his hit, Galveston.
I still hear your sea winds wailing while I see her dark eyes glowing.
And I gave you some news today that apparently you didn't know, and I was kind of surprised, as you know, you being a huge Glenn Campbell fan, that posthumously there's been an album released.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I heard you say mentioning something about it.
Ghost on the Canvas, recorded the year after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. He mixes songs written and produced with Julian Raymond and writers such as Paul Westberg, Joseph Roger Manning Jr. of the Jellyfish, and others. And a lot of these are done as duets. Carole King, Elton John, Eric Clapton, Sting, they all did duets together.
Well, he knew his fate, so I guess, you know, that's... And he was still able to sing till they put him in a home.
Right.
He was still able to sing.
So here's a bit of the song he did with Carole King, There's No Me Without You.
We share
So that's one of the songs on there. The song Ghost on a Canvas, he sang that one with Sting. Like a ghost on a canvas, people don't see them. Ghost on a canvas. You could really hear him singing that one.
Yeah, I love to hear Sting too. Mm. I love Sting. I think he's one of the coolest singers.
Let's see.
You got a good one coming up, I think.
Which one is that?
I think it's the Elton John one.
Okay. I'll make that one the next one coming up. I'm not going to miss you. It's with Elton John. It's not going to hurt me. So that was the song he did a duet with.
That was Glenn Campbell's last hit, really. I mean, that was, and he already had Alzheimer's. And the title, "I'm Not Going to Miss You," is means he's not going to know you after, you know, once he gets to the point that he can't remember anything. Sad.
Yeah.
Great song though.
He did one with Dolly Parton too. Better Place.
I'm a broken prize, only be wrapped, but tracked inside.
So several of the hits there on the new album.
His voice never left him, I'm telling you. Just like Elvis, yep. The voice never left him.
And despite having Alzheimer's, he never lost the ability to play the guitar.
No, and he entertained people at the home that they sent him to, or the facility. I shouldn't say home, facility. And he would entertain the other patients, although he couldn't remember any of their names, or
really?
He couldn't remember his own name. He knew how to pick up a guitar. Now that is really strange.
Yeah,
that he didn't know, couldn't remember his wife's name, but he knew what chords to play on a guitar.
But could he sing? I mean, did he know the words to songs?
I don't know.
I don't know that.
I don't think so. But he could still pick the guitar.
Yeah.
Very underrated guitarist. I mean, he was really good, and he didn't get the credit that he deserves, I think, sometimes.
Isn't that how he really started out and not necessarily singing?
He was in the Waking Crew with a bunch of musicians that played for all these big 60 stars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he would play guitar on there. And he was one of the Beach Boys for a while when Brian had his nervous breakdown. Glenn Campbell was one of the Beach Boys.
That's crazy. Let's check a little bit of sports news.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA playoffs, we had four series openers, including both number one seeds in action. Celtics, top seed in the East, beat the Heat 114-94, hitting 22 three-pointers. Jason Tatum led Boston with a triple-double, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Thunder, top seed in the West, had a tougher time against the Pelicans. There were 20 lead changes, but in the end, Oklahoma City holds on for the 94-92 win. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 28 points in the win. Bucks, without star Giannis Antetokounmpo, still beat the Pacers 109-94. Damian Lillard, 35 points in the first half for Milwaukee. Clippers over the Mavericks, 109-97. No Kawhi Leonard for L.A. James Harden had 28 points, and Ivica Zubac's 20 points and 15 rebounds in the win. NHL playoffs, we had four series openers. Rangers beat the Capitals 4-1. Panthers scored two in the third to beat the Lightning 3-2. Jets outlast the Avalanche 7-6. And the Canucks down the Predators 4-2.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't, because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Well, we knew about Adam's Place from the time it was first built.
Margaret Ordubadian.
I remember Dr. Carl Adams and Jenny May, and so we were really familiar with this place. We had one friend who moved in immediately when it was built, and we didn't consider any other place. We just knew this was it.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you over to our hometown store, 1837 South Church Street. For over 15 years, French's Shoes and Boots have been serving Rutherford County with shoe brands like King, Chaco, Merrill, SAS, Clarks, and Dansko. Boot brands like Justin, Lucchese, Tony Lama, Danner, Ariat, and Wolverine. Clothing brands like Wrangler, Ariat, and Miss Me Jeans. All the best brands at super great prices.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we'll explore in the next 5 minutes with Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Autism, that's something that we have seen over the years, the numbers really increase. And I've seen a lot of really amazing success with supplementation and with diet.
In this episode, we talk to Kim Hilsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center.
So what's happening at Sunshine?
So I always look at the months and see, like, what is the awareness month? Like, we're all familiar with, like, Women's History Month or Cancer Awareness Month and what have you. And so we talked about a little bit about arthritis because it's Arthritis Awareness Month, but it's also Autism Awareness Month as well. And that's something that we have seen over the years, the numbers really increase with the number of people that are on the autism spectrum in some way. Obviously, there's people that have very severe forms of autism that really affects their ability to be able to go to a normal school, or they have to have no special classes and things like that. But there's people who are on the lighter end of the autism spectrum. You may not really recognize from talking to them or being with them because their symptoms might be a lot lighter. But there's a lot of people that sort of end up on that spectrum. And for parents, when they get that diagnosis with a small child, it can be very, very overwhelming. What to do? What should I work? So I have family members that struggle with that. And of course, over the years, I've seen a lot of my customers deal with that. And I've seen a lot of really amazing success that they have done with supplementation and with diet. I want to hit on diet a little bit because it's something that's very important in this world where we do lots of processed food, lots of fast food. We're always asking the question, where does our food even come from? Does it make a difference? Of course it makes a difference. And so for someone with autism, a lot of times they have some type of a food sensitivity, a food intolerance, or some type of food that causes a greater reaction than other certain foods do. And in a perfect world, you'd be able to take these things out of the diet. But what happens is sometimes with these children, there's different sensory issues, there's texture issues, or they're very picky and they only want to eat this one thing. And maybe that one thing is what's causing them symptoms. It can be very overwhelming. So let's talk about some of the things that usually tend to cause the most symptoms and perhaps some alternatives for those types of things. One of the things are food dyes, particularly red food dye is usually one of the most issued. For instance, if a person had a problem with just red food dye, then obviously red would be out, but also things that are colored orange would also be out, or things that are colored purple would also be out because they also have that red food dye as well. But it might be a situation where if you had a thing of jelly beans or a thing of Starburst, that you could just take out those things that had the red food color. So the child could still be able to enjoy some of that very same candy as the rest of the other people in their classroom, at the party, or what have you, but you would just need to remove the ones that had the afflicting dye. So that is something. Something else that sometimes that's a problem are things called salicylates or salicylates. And those are things that are in sometimes berries. And so sometimes things that are berry flavored have to be removed. That means that certain cereals, you wouldn't want to do Captain Crunch with berries, right? But you might be able to do Chex or Cheerios or something like that. So it might just be as simple as making a little bit different choices here and there, taking out salicylates from the foods. The other really, really big thing is gluten. A lot of people that have autism or end up somewhere on that spectrum have some type of sensitivity to gluten. Some a very severe reaction, meaning that as soon as they eat it, they immediately have some type of a behavior. They immediately have some type of inflammation in the body in some way, or some type of gastrointestinal distress like diarrhea or constipation on the other end. Again, it can be very overwhelming at times because gluten's in a lot of things. I mean, you can't go do a fast food and get a gluten-free burger. It just doesn't really exist. You can go and get one at a sit-down. Like if you go to Red Robin or somewhere like that, they might have a gluten-free bun for an upcharge. But it can be difficult if you're trying to do things in a quick manner. But they do make so many different gluten-free foods now. And because the popularity has increased greatly, the cost for a lot of those things has also decreased. And so even a lot of your conventional things, like I don't recommend necessarily people eat a lot of Oreos, but they make gluten-free Oreos now, right? Huh. A lot of your chains have gluten-free pizza, for instance.
Do the Oreos taste the same as the regular Oreos?
So I'm gluten intolerant, and so I've been off of gluten since 2005. So I haven't had a like real Oreo since who knows when, at least then, probably before then, because I don't think it was part of my regular diet anyway. But I've had the golden gluten-free Oreos and the regular gluten-free Oreos, and frankly, they taste very good. I think, you know, my daughter at times has had them. I don't think that she knows the difference between the two at all. And so you absolutely could do that in those cases where you could have a gluten-free option for those children that need it, or in some cases, you could just get the gluten-free option instead and nobody would know the difference. Because they make a huge, huge difference on the behavior of the child. And that's something that you can usually see the biggest benefits on the quickest is doing some dietary changes before other forms of implementation.
And diets really can make you or break you, make you feel great, make you feel horrible. It's interesting how a diet, just changing it, can make a difference.
Yes. And I think, like I said, people notice a difference from that more quickly than they do anything else. The person, even the adult, they get rid of the soda. All of a sudden, they realize they feel a lot better. They stop drinking 16 cups of coffee a day and they go to 2 cups of coffee a day. All of a sudden, they can sleep better, right? Those little things that you can make in your diet make big, big changes. And so just give it a try.
Again, with us today, Kim Hilsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center in both Murfreesboro and also in Smyrna.
Sunshine Nutrition Center is locally owned and operated. They have two locations in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Enjoy life at the Villages of Murfreesboro, like games or a golf putting green at the Villages of Murfreesboro. A luxurious apartment, plus a chef to prepare your meals. And all that is very affordable. Let Sioux Hall show you the Villages of Murfreesboro, right behind the Stones River Battlefield. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
At Middle Point, we are making major investments to transform our facility and our impact on the community. To date, we've invested $7.5 million in our on-site gas collection and control system, including the installation of 84 new gas wells and nearly 4,000 linear feet of horizontal collectors. These improvements have led to a 98% drop in odor reports, corresponding to a 52% increase in the landfill gas we collect. Follow along at middlepointlandfill.com.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 is our time. It is Monday morning. It is April 22nd. It's episode 1391 of The Wake Up Crew.
That scary music again. Oh, there we go. Yesterday, Mickey Lovett, Omar Smith, and Dan Johnson had birthdays. Today, it's George Pope, Dale Taylor, Grace Williver, and Kathy Daniels Day to celebrate.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, it's super easy to get those into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And banana pudding is the prize from Slick Pig Barbecue if you win.
News, traffic, weather. A local look at all of that coming up right now for you, brought to you by French's Shoes and Boots.
French's Shoes and Boots' famous bargain racks are loaded with deals on name brand footwear priced 70 to 90% below retail. We're always stocked with top brands in work and western wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll be warming up throughout the week, though we do have chances for a rain come midweek. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of frost on the ground to start our day out today with sunny skies and a high near 66. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 39. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 74 with sunny skies. We'll have a chance of rain Tuesday night with a low around 54. Wednesday is a high of 75. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Good morning. Traffic's cranking up pretty good with some volume now. Westbound on Vietnam Vets coming through Hendersonville, working your way towards Conference Drive. It's crowded over here now on 40 West at Spence Lane, watching it just build big time there in the Hermitage area, coming in with all that heavy traffic flow from Wilson County into Hermitage on 40 West at Central Pike. It's loading up pretty good now on 24 Westbound out of Rutherford County as you head up through the Antioch area. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Director of Schools has named Danielle Fuller as the new principal of Rock Spring Elementary School and has named Samantha Wagner as the first principal of the new Simon Spring Community School, both in Laverne. Fuller succeeds longtime principal Stephen Lewis, who plans to retire at the end of the current school year. Wagner began her career with Rutherford County Schools as a special education teacher at Cedar Grove Elementary School in 2010, where she worked as a CDC teacher for 7 years. The first annual Rutherford County Tournament of High School Chess Champions took place Saturday at the Patterson Community Center. When the tournament ended, each contestant was presented with a holographic trophy. The grand champion was awarded the Golden Chess Tie. It's the equivalent of the Green Blazer at the Masters Tournament. First place went to Ethan Harrelson of Riverdale High School. Second place went to Xavier Zapka of Rutherford County Virtual School. Third place winner Ben Chen, Central Magnet School. Are there free-roaming chickens in any U.S. cities? Some communities in Nevada and California permit it. And, of course, it's a major tourist attraction in Key West, Florida, a community of some 25,000 residents. Is Murfreesboro joining those unique communities? Because Brewster the Rooster is reportedly squatting on South Church Street, and witnesses say Brewster is enjoying the undergrowth around the Murphy Spring wetlands, along with specially selected downtown businesses in the area. In fact, he's now so comfortable with his human neighbors that Brewster stands in front of the business doors and begs for food. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do, it's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS, AM, FM online, WGNSradio.com. And right now, it's time to play Guess Their Age. All right, contestants.
He didn't play it.
I can't find it.
We're guessing how old they are.
Yes.
I think I've deleted it off because it was so silly. Okay. Guess their age. Machine Gun Kelly.
Ooh. 40.
Oh, he's a. Oh, 50. Yeah. I'm thinking of the real Machine Gun Kelly.
44.
48.
Dalton was closer. 33.
You get a point. 33. Wow.
He's a little younger than I thought. Whoever
gets closest to the age gets a point. Dalton, good job.
Amber Heard. Of course, she's made lots of news.
I'm going to say she's 39.
I'm going to say 35.
She is 37.
Well, that's a tie then. Yeah.
Cool. We both get a point.
Yeah.
We've already mentioned this.
Keep mine, will you? I don't want to keep my score. Just keep it, yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
82.
82.
No, he's 86.
86. No, we didn't get it. No, we don't get anything there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not even, yeah.
Let's see. Willie Robertson, Duck Dynasty.
I'm going to say he's probably close to 50. Willie was the son, right? The bigger one?
Yeah.
I think he's the oldest son.
47.
I'm gonna go one up, say 48.
51.
Oh, are you looking at his computer?
No, I'm not. I can't see it.
I just now thought of that. He's right there.
Let's see. We already talked about Robert Oppenheimer, but
yeah, we know how old he is.
He passed away in 1967. Let's see. How about another? Well, some of these people are kind of, I have no idea who they are.
Throw it out.
Sherry Shepherd. There we go.
Okay. 50.
I have no idea who that is. So
she was on The View for a while, right?
She's on The View. I'm going 55.
She has her own show. Yeah, I think 55 is a good guess.
And you said what?
I said 50, but I think he's probably right.
56.
Yeah. Good job.
That was a pure guess.
Are we allowed to give clues after I've given my age? Okay, I see the rules now. Okay. All right.
I have no idea
is. I mean, he gave it the clue after, you know, I'd done mine. I wasn't blaming you.
The clue wasn't about her age, it was just about who the woman is.
Oh, too bad you don't know who it is.
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch. He's a football player.
Okay.
Seattle. Okay. 42.
40.
37.
Boy, he's young. He quit young, didn't he? Life of a running back is not very long.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, actor, TV actor.
50 Okay.
He was in Walking Dead.
55.
58.
He was 57. Dalton went over.
I went over, so that's you.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to give you that. Let's see. Okay. I'm not competitive on this.
See, a lot of these are YouTube stars, and I have no idea.
Well, it doesn't have to be from that day. You could just jump to the next one.
Well, I guess I could. Steven Sabat, he's a voice actor. Anybody know him?
No.
Okay. He's 50.
That's a point for you.
Okay.
Time for maybe one more.
Yeah. YouTube's gospel singer, Jacqueline Carr.
Jacqueline
car.
Is it Jacqueline?
Yes.
Well, okay. You're Jacqueline in the gospel car. Field, so here.
37.
36.
She is 26.
Oh, we both went over.
We were both way off, yeah.
So, well, that's guess their age here this morning. Some birthdays from today. Taking a break and wrapping up the show after this.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more, is family-owned, and you'll always find friendly service with the lowest prices on the best brands. We know there's nothing worse than a boot that doesn't fit right, so come see us on South Church Street to get a great fitting on high-quality footwear. We've been outfitting Tennessee since 1903.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
There are many reasons people select Adam's Place.
We went to see 7 different places.
And he asked his kids,
okay, where do you think we should go? And the kids said, Adam's Place. Why? The people looked active and alert. The only place that had a pool and they had water aerobics turned out to be something I really, really enjoy.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake Up Crew, wrapping things up Monday, April 22nd. Hope your Monday's off to a good start and you have a great day out there. Want to say good morning to Melissa Kelly. Melissa is the good neighbor today for being an awesome co-worker, always bringing in gift bags on the holidays and special occasions and being so thoughtful of others. Melissa Kelly receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS. Now, if you would like to send us a good neighbor of the day, text that word neighbor to 615-893-1450. If you do that, you'll get a reply back from us and just fill out the information it asks for. Click submit, and that's all you have to do to get in your Good Neighbor of the Day nomination. Wake Up Crew powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. You can stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts and more. Listen to your favorite Plugged In podcast on whatever platform you use or mte.com/Plugged In.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Okay. Today's dad joke. What did the carpenter say when he finished building his house?
I don't know. What?
Nailed it.
Replay.
I stand by my 4.
I think, yeah.
You're so 4.2, right?
Well, I was 4.25, but I stand by the, you know.
We're not changing it.
Mm-mm. Well, I thought I nailed it.
Oh my gosh!
See, he does stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's like you gotta see. Here's the thing.
Hey, the hay's in the barn now already.
Here's what people don't understand. People don't understand this about the dad joke of the day. We get a hard time because, oh, you rate him so poorly. You give him, you know, whatever. If we don't, it goes to his head, and then he does stuff like that.
He's a little cocky.
Got to take him down a peg.
No, you're just mean. That's what they say. You're just mean. What have we learned today?
Nothing.
We learned that
Machine Gun Kelly's 33.
That's true.
Yeah. the real Machine Gun Kelly's a lot older than that, you know. So
I didn't know there was more than one.
Yeah.
I did not know that either.
Yeah. He was a bank robber.
I know the one is married to
maybe that's
what's
why
her name? Megan Fox.
Oh, That's why Machine Gun Kelly named himself after the famous guy, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably true. Glenn Campbell's birthday. We talked about his new album, even though he's no longer with us, the collaboration with some other stars, artists.
Ghost on the Canvas.
Yeah, I'll probably pick that album up. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I have about 14 Glenn Campbell. He's second to Elvis in my record
collection.
Right?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I did a resorting. I alphabetized everything the other day.
Mine, for whatever reason, the artist I have the most of is the Beach Boys. And it's not for whatever reason. It's because you gave me all your Beach Boys doubles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that's who I have the most of.
Yeah. Got some more, too, but you need to come by the house and look at them. He'll never be by. Nobody ever comes to see me. So lonesome.
Well,
okay, go ahead.
I guess that's it. We didn't learn very much. Apparently.
Well, I learned that an optimist proclaims that we live in the best of all possible worlds, and a pessimist fears that this is true.
And a praying mantis can turn his head 360 degrees.
180 degrees.
Oh, sorry, 180 degrees.
I can barely turn mine 30, especially to the right.
Mine at my age is more like 10 degrees.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
In 2017, police arrested a 99-year-old woman. Why, you may ask?
Why?
Because that's one thing that she wanted to cross off her bucket list. So she was arrested. She wanted to be arrested.
Wow. So she didn't actually have to go to jail. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Out of here with our song of the day from the birthday boy, Glenn Campbell.